ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। प्लीज कैन यू गिव एडवाइस टू एंश्योर आई गेट द मोस्ट फ्रॉम मेडिटेशन प्रैक्टिस। यस, देयर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स विच आई ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन टू यू। फर्स्टली यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड that you cannot derive real benefit from meditation only without caring your whole life totally, the totality of life. I mean, you have to have discipline in all spheres of life, because they are all interconnected. You have to have discipline in matters of eating, drinking, food habits. Then a balance between leisure, comfort and exercise. Then your relationships. Then very important is the method in which you earn money. Those who are dishonest in life should not expect that they will have depth in meditation. How can they forget their own dishonesty? There should be an honest living. The food should be vegetarian. There should be no place at all for alcohol. In some ways, the saints have said that alcohol is even worse than meat eating. Even this much has been said. There is a reason for that. Meat eating itself is bad, but they say that those who take alcohol, their brain cells are more affected directly by that. And the brain cells lose the capacity to have sattvic joy. Joy is also of three types given by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita: tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. So that sattvic joy they are unable to experience then, because of the effect of alcohol on brain cells. Meat eating also affects, everything affects. Food is very important. You should all become vegetarian. No place for egg also, no fish. These are not the eatables for human beings. So discipline in food habits, discipline, very important discipline factor is in the case of sexual relationship. Step by step one has to go towards celibacy. It can't be attained all of a sudden, but it should be the aim going towards that. In the same way I said, honest living. And not only earning money honestly, but then giving to others also. Charity is necessary. Because it is ultimately the expansion of your existence, the largeness of your heart that helps you in your spiritual growth. You become day by day larger and larger, larger and larger, more and more concerned about others and serving others in the manner in which you can. Some can serve through their body, physical help. Some can serve through their wisdom, knowledge, some can serve through money. Like that. This should be the attitude. So, this external conditioning is necessary for growth in meditation. Many factors are there, like that. Then there are certain important things. They are given in good books on meditation. I have not written any book, neither I intend, because there are already so many. But for example, when you are very hungry or you are overfed, both these conditions are not right for meditation. When you are too much hungry, you feel a sort of starvation. You sit, mind is going towards those things. They are lying there in the fridge. You go on trying there in the corner, concentrating, who am I? The reply may come, bread and butter there. And when the belly is full, you say, who am I? Sleep. Like that. So there's a conditioning of the body that helps. Therefore, generally, morning time is found better. At that time you ate in the dinner and the foodstuff has already passed through the channel, has reached a certain stage. You are not feeling very hungry also. And there is energy in you. But to some, there may be other time also, evening time also may be there. It depends upon the circumstances of the individual. It is desirable if there is some place where you can meditate every day at the same place. It also helps. Let there be a corner in the room. In that very corner, if you meditate every day, it is also helpful. There are vibrations which are generated by meditation. And when you sit at the same place, what is known as the asana, those things which you sit on, it is also desirable if you have your own. Good. Because the wavelength of every individual differs. Something like that. But if you don't have that much space, or you can't spare a room, or even a corner, let it be anywhere. Doing is better than not doing at all. It should be there. Harmony in the family also helps very much to derive benefit from meditation. That is very nice. But you can't stop a quarreling wife or a husband. He has the habit to give you a pinprick every day for one thing or another. In that case, the memory would come. Have the attitude, God through my husband or wife is helping me in overcoming reaction to what he or she did. This is the attitude. That is very important. For the really evolved person, the environment around does not remain very meaningful. One saint has said that those who go to the caves and make extraordinary arrangements for meditation somewhere down the earth or in the mountains, they may be even beginners. They want to seclude themselves from others. But a real meditator is one, he has given the example for He says, somebody there in Bombay, sitting there, chapati is a place full of noise and people coming and going, sitting there, and there also an Indian marriage party with band coming and even then meditating. He says like that. That becomes the habit. But effort should be to find a calm place. If I have said this, one need not go there to chapati and sitting there. Not like this. Then there should not be an element of showing to others that you meditate. No, that's not a good thing. In the path of spirituality, there is no necessity to impress others. God knows everything, and that is sufficient. Be humble inside, polite outside to the people around you. And one more thing, that also I said many times, regularity is very important in meditation. It should be every day. You meditate for a month, you miss it for 2 days, you go back for about 15 days at least. Sometimes it's finished like this. Regularity as far as possible. And also, it should be a habit to be in touch with some literature of spiritual nature. But the literature preferably should be by a realized person. There are so many books coming in the market in every country on spirituality and all that. They are written simply by learned people, the scholars. They will not help you. Then there are books by saints who have realized. If you don't find such books, then the best thing is go to the highest, I mean Bhagavad Gita. Or those who have faith, to Bible, Holy Bible. Or to Quran, the Muslims, no problem. It is a question of one's choice. Because there the verse said, have potency, have power in them. As soon as you start reading a great person, you fall in harmony with the wavelength of the person. In a way. So that should also be a habit. One more thing coming to my mind. When you go to bed in the night, it is better to meditate before going to sleep. On your bed itself, remember God, remember some saint, or meditate. And then slowly you can go into sleep. Because what goes with you in subconsciousness is more important. It is also a good habit for many people that you start reading some book, some scripture, and when you feel sleep, then put the book under the pillow, wherever, sleep. So the last thought should be about God, some saint, some mantra. And as soon as you get up in the morning, let it be the habit to remember God again. The first thought should be about God, the last thought also.